If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back to the Midday Show. Abe Gordon hanging out with you till 2 o'clock, filling in for Andy and Randy this week. Dukes and Bell are on their way to Twin Peaks in Augusta. I'm already here. I've been here for a little while, but they are making their way down here. This hour of the Midday Show is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. And I only have one problem with being here at Twin Peaks in Augusta, and that is that traditionally when I am at a Twin Peaks, be it Buckhead or Kennesaw, I am the producer. I am not the host. And there's some things that I can do while serving as producer that I just don't know if I'm able to accomplish as a host. And most notably, I am referring to housing a 12-pack of wings. And obviously, we've got commercial breaks here. And as a producer, I can eat through a segment, right? I tell Gordon, hey, turn my mic off, man. You know, no one wants this chomping. And as you guys who have listened to a little bit know, I take my wing eating seriously, as Randy has addressed. Now, it's just so difficult to take down these wings when I got to do it in like 5 or 6 minute spurts. Then you got 15, 16 minutes of content. And by then the wings are a little, you know, they're starting to get barely warm to cold. And that's not my preferred method. And it's frustrating because I love the wings here at Twin Peaks. I get them every time, as you know, and some of you also, I'm doing keto. Wings here are keto friendly, man. Like most wings are keto friendly if they're not breaded. And so I do love the wings here, and I keep debating with myself, do I want to stick around and order and just kind of hang out with Dukes and Bell when they start their show? But here's the problem. Those guys rag on me enough. I don't think I need to give them more fuel, and I don't believe that Carl or Mike have seen me. The only way to properly describe it is attack wings. I don't think they've seen me attack wings, and I just don't know if I want to provide that for them. And so, now look, the menu here has plenty of options. They have some outstanding food items. You got a Philly cheesesteak here, Gordon. When I'm not doing keto, one of my favorite sandwiches to get is actually the spicy meatball sub. It is outstanding. The fries are pretty good, too. Let me tell it that way, too. I had some trout and a Caesar salad Monday as a host there at Twin Peaks, but I'm here and I just want wings, man. Like every time I come here, I just want the wings. And so we'll see. I may try and time it out so the wings get here right as I hit a break. Bo, if I hit a break early, it's because the wings that I ordered just arrived. It won't be like irresponsibly early. I know our times, and I know how important getting in and out of breaks on time are. But, you know, if I'm like a minute 10 early, just know they delivered a plate of 12 wings to me.
I think that everybody will understand, actually, if that happens also.
Yeah, good. Because
everybody knows
be
exactly what you are talking about and where you are. Cold wings just aren't near as slapping.
Might not be back from break on time either, but that's its own problem. All right. We're going to welcome in Tyler Dragon of the USA Today in about 15 minutes. He's the NFL columnist. Got an interesting story about how I became familiar with Tyler, how I connected with him. We'll get to that. We'll also got Backpage with Bo in a little bit as well. Interested to hear what Bo's got for me. I should just get the wings for Backpage and let Bo do the whole segment. And I know he expects, like, conversation and response. What if there's just none? It's just me eating while he does the segment. Maybe there is a way around this. All right. We do have some stories both locally and nationally football-wise I want to get to. So let's do so in the NFL No Huddle. Free agent safety Justin Simmons went on a media tour yesterday. I believe this was with Kay Adams up in Adams. And he talked about waiting for the best situation. He said he'd like to find somewhere to go and do it before the start of training camp. He also didn't rule out a return to Atlanta, which I think is interesting. I wouldn't mind bringing him back at the right price. Obviously you'd like to play your whole defense a little bit differently, and maybe he'd benefit from an improved pass rush. Maybe he'd benefit from an uptick in cornerback opposite A.J. Terrell. But look, he wasn't great. He wasn't a Pro Bowler, but I don't think he was all that bad either. Certainly wasn't as frustrating as Matthew Judon was. And there might be a selling point for Justin Simmons to return, because in a different part of that conversation with Kay Adams, Justin Simmons, and the only way to describe it is heap. He heaped praise on QB1 for the Atlanta Falcons, Michael Penix.
Training camp. That was my third day of practice. Literally third day being there. He was running the second team reps and going up against the second team defense. And he had this no look throw down the sideline into it was the craziest throw I think I've ever seen in person. And I was like, oh, he has whatever it is. He has it. So I'm excited to see what he does.
Yeah, whatever it is, he has it. And we talked a little while ago earlier in the show about optimism for the Atlanta Falcons. And I'm not against Michael Penix, but I'm not throwing my full optimism for the season on Michael Penix after three games. But Justin Simmons seems to believe that he can be that dude. And by the way, again, I don't want to misconstrue my comments. I think he can be that dude as well. But I'm not committing to right now saying he is that dude. I just want to see it. I think we've seen plenty of examples of quarterbacks that had really good four-game runs, and it fell apart a little bit after that. I mean, look, Nick Foles had a great four-game run against playoff teams nonetheless, won a Super Bowl, and guess what? It fell apart because Nick Foles is Nick Foles. And I think we saw Cooper Rush, right? There are Cowboys fans talking about, now hold on. What if we can get away from Dak Prescott and Cooper Rush can be our quarterback? That was a conversation that they had. And so, just four games, man. I'm just not committing after four games. I prefer a sample size. And hopefully we get that, by the way. Hopefully we get not a 17-game sample size, but how about 18, 19, I don't know, 20 sounds good to me. That's not counting preseason games, by the way. I didn't start at 1, 2, 3, and then 4. I was starting at 1, and then 17, 18. Yeah, you guys know what I'm saying. Also going on around the league, there are three playoff format options that the NFL is considering for 2025. One of them I'm not in for. The other one, I think are interesting. One of the options is just keep the current playoff format. Division winners get seeded 1 through 4 based on their records, and then the wild cards after that. And all of this came about, I think it was a Lions proposal that teams are seeded by best record, and even if you're a wild card team, you could be seeded above a division winner. And I understand that. So here are the three. keep the current playoff format where division winners get seeded 1 through 4 based on record. Wild cards can get seeded 5 and on down. Teams are seeded purely based by best record, not automatically giving the division winners a top 4 seed, and that, I believe, is what the Lions' proposal was. And then the alternate, which is one I really like and think should be considered, all 4 division winners would be seeded 1 through 4. They're going to host a playoff game unless they win their division with a losing record. And that's where I start to buy in. Because I know earlier in the NFL offseason there was like some mathematical formula. Again, midday math. We already did this. There was some mathematical formulas being discussed where it was like, all right, well, if they finish with that record, you have to finish more than 2 games above them with this record. And it got messy. And I think this is a lot cleaner version of that. All you got to do is be above average as a division winner, and you can still host your playoff game. But if you win your division with a losing record, then one of the wild card teams gets to host. I'd be up for that. I'd be up for the division winners as well, keeping the playoff format. I don't think you should seed purely based on record. I think there's way too many irregularities in the schedule, way too many imbalances division to division for that to be fair. But I'd be open to, if you don't finish with a winning record, which, again, you're talking about 9-8, right? All you got to do is go 9-8, you can host a playoff game. So I'd be open to that. Travis Hunter has made it known. Hey, Kamish. Hey, Roger. I want you to announce me. Nay, I need you to announce me as a wide receiver and DB at the draft. I mean, okay, man. Like, sure, if that's what you need. Like, does Goodell need to get the drafting team to sign off on the fact that he will get wide receiver snaps before he does this? Like, is that really what we're concerning about? Like, he took time in a press conference, and this is what he said. The Steelers are hosting Shedeur Sanders for a visit. Is that a panic move? Are they panicking? Might be. We're actually going to talk about the Steelers and their plans at quarterback, because coming up next, Tyler Dragon of the USA Today, NFL columnist and insider, is going to join us. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Football coverage on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is brought to you by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on an iPhone 16 Pro. NFL coverage continues on the other side. Tyler Dragon is going to join us. It's the Midday Show live. Twin Peaks in Augusta on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back in live to Twin Peaks in Augusta. Getting you ready for the Masters. Crowd really starting to pour in here now that we've passed noon. And don't forget, Dukes and Bell are going to be here hanging out with you from 2 to 6 as well. Less than 2 miles from Augusta National, Robert C. Daniel Parkway, right off the highway here in Augusta. But Masters not the only thing that's going on. It also is the month of the NFL draft. And to talk about that and a couple of other stories going around the NFL, we go out to the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer, and welcome in Tyler Dragon of the USA Today. Tyler, how you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. A quick story. I discovered your content preparing for the Paris Olympics. I am a massive, massive track and field fan, and you were providing among the best coverage there during the Summer Olympics, and I just clicked follow, and I hadn't stopped following you. And as we turn the page to the NFL season and you've continued to churn out football content, I say, who better to bring on and discuss it? So let's go ahead and get to it. Obviously, the Atlanta Falcons, and one of the bigger questions that's been brewing this whole offseason is the timeline for Kirk Cousins. And they say they're comfortable with it, and people seem to not believe that they are ultimately going to stay comfortable with it, and they're playing this game of chicken with the Browns and potentially some other teams. What do you think ultimately is the timeline for Kirk Cousins? He's got the no-trade clause. It definitely won't take place, in my opinion, at least before day one of the NFL draft. But do you ultimately believe 100% he will not be with the Falcons to start next season?
Yeah, I think the Falcons are trying to just gain some leverage and saying that they're comfortable with keeping him as the most expensive backup quarterback in the NFL. In my opinion, I think they're going to end up trading him and absorbing some of his contract, or just flat out releasing him. But yeah, I mean, they said at the NFL owners meetings, they said at the NFL combine that they want to do right by Cousins, but they also want to have a deal in a situation where it's fair on both sides. And so that leads me to believe that they're going to end up getting parting ways with Kirk Cousins, whether that be a trade or just flat out release. He has indicated to the team that he wants to be a starter, and he's not going to start in Atlanta. He would be a backup behind Michael Penix Jr. So, to me, when it's week one, he'll be on a different team. I would like to see him with the Cleveland Browns. I think that's a good fit for Cousins. You got a good defense. I'm hearing that they're more than likely going to draft Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter. So, he'll have definitely a solid defense, regardless of whomever they draft, or if they draft Hunter, played obviously offense and defense. So, yeah, I don't think he'll be on the team beginning week one.
Tyler Dragon, NFL columnist for the USA Today. Another thing that was said regarding the Falcons at the owners' meetings not too long ago is this is a squad that's going to draft defense. Almost felt like a demand from the owner Arthur Blank in regards to Terry Fontenot. Is in the first round, the Falcons drafting 15th. There's been a little bit of rumors about offensive tackle, but are you buying any of those, or you think they are going the best defensive player on their board?
They should go the best defensive player on their board, primarily an edge rusher. The Falcons finished last in the NFC in sacks last year. I know they got Leonard Floyd in free agency. That's an upgrade, but they need to bolster their edge rushing room even more. I would love for Mike Green of Marshall to fall to 15 to the Atlanta Falcons, or maybe like a Michael Williams right up the road in Georgia there could be to be had at 15. So I think they're going to go defense. And if I were choosing for the Falcons, I would certainly draft an edge rusher.
Yeah, you're making a lot of listeners happy with either of those two picks, especially considering the local lore of the Falcons not drafting Georgia players. It is Tyler Dragon of the USA Today as we expand the conversation outside of Atlanta now. For Aaron Rodgers, is it the Steelers or retire? Is there a situation where he could sit and wait for another team to be quarterback needy in season potentially? You don't want to say it out loud, but waiting for a starter to get injured.
Well, I live in Los Angeles, and he was training at UCLA right up the road from me with DK Metcalf. So if that isn't a tale that he is going to be in Pittsburgh with their new acquisition in Metcalf, I don't know what is. To me, I don't know why he's waiting so long. I'm hearing rumblings that a decision can come as soon as today. The Pat McAfee show is in Pittsburgh tonight. So why is it they filming live in Pittsburgh tonight? Maybe Aaron Rodgers has some news to drop there. We'll see. But to me, he is going to be a Steeler. It's just a matter of when. The Steelers are pretty much making moves that indicate that Rodgers is going to be in Pittsburgh. He just needs to hurry up and announce that decision, make it a formality so we can complete this quarterback carousel this offseason.
A couple of thoughts about quarterbacks heading into the NFL draft. Do you think that Cam Ward is now a lock to go number one overall? And then secondly, is Shador a lock to be the second quarterback taken wherever that might be?
Well, the Titans sure do like Cam Ward. They sent a large contingent out to look at his pro day. They obviously talked to him at the combine as well. When I talked to their coach, Brian Callahan, he seems to be very impressed with Cam Ward. So I wouldn't call it a lock, but I will say it's looking very likely that Cam Ward is going to be the number one overall pick. The Titans are still listing the trade offers. They have to be absolutely wild to move off that number one overall pick, especially when you look at their quarterback room with Will Levis and names like that. As far as the second quarterback, I'm hearing it's going to be Shador Sanders. It's just a matter of where he's going to get drafted. I like him with teams like the Raiders, maybe, or New Orleans Saints at the top of the draft board, number two overall. I'm hearing more so that the Browns are going to go a defender or the do-all everything player in the Travis Hunter. And then the Giants, their moves this offseason in acquiring a Russell Wilson and a Jameis Winston lead me to believe that they're going to go for another position group as well with the number three overall pick. So I think Shador slides a little bit, but I will be surprised if he moves out of the top 10. Teams like the Raiders and teams like the New Orleans Saints, those are spots I can see Shador getting drafted to.
Tyler Dragon, the USA Today NFL columnist, also does great work covering track and field as well on the WadeFord.com hotline. The Raiders are interesting now that you mention it, considering the new deal for Geno and some of the comments the other day, that you still believe that quarterback's in play for them?
Yeah, because, yes, Geno Smith just got a new contract, but he's not going to be there another 4 or 5 years. He's not the long-term answer. I still believe Geno Smith can start the next 2 years and is a good quarterback, sometimes even Pro Bowl-level quarterback. But a Shedeur Sanders gives you a long-term answer at that position. Him and the owner, Davis, has flirted with each other about Las Vegas last year. And I would think Shedeur would be happy in the silver and black as well. So I can see him in Vegas, but in my latest mock draft, I have him actually going to the New Orleans Saints. I think that's an excellent fit as well. And if he does end up sliding even more, another team I would look out for is the Pittsburgh Steelers. They might have to trade up higher to get him, but I could see him playing in Pittsburgh as well.
Yeah, look, I think that Shedeur is a very good quarterback, so I'm not in love with him heading to New Orleans being a Falcons fan, but all of that remains to be seen. The two defensive guys, if you were starting a franchise, if you know, obviously every situation is different. So if you had a total blank slate, Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter, which one would you take?
Without question, I would take Travis Hunter because he can play two positions now. In the NFL, depending on how my roster is shaping and my personnel looks, that will decide whether he plays offense or defense more. But a talent like that, I mean, he's one of the best pure athletes I've ever seen come out of college football. And it's a rare talent where you have a wide receiver who runs routes as crisp and fluid, and then a defensive back who can diagnose coverage. And with those ball skills, I would certainly draft Travis Hunter with my number one overall pick if I was starting a franchise.
Yeah, and then final question for Tyler Dragon of the USA Today, NFL and track columnist. And this is wide open for you. Go wherever you would like to take it. Who do you think has had the best offseason overall in the NFL?
Oh, man, that's a tough question. I like what teams like the Vikings have done. They've been active in free agency, bolstering their offensive and defensive lines. So I like what they've done. I almost have to say the Patriots, because they've been the most aggressive team in free agency. They've obviously spent the most acquiring players on both sides of the ball. Latest step, we'll see if it works. But Mike Vrabel is building a team in his image. So those are two teams I think that have had the best offseason. But we'll see if all those acquisitions pan out next year.
Tyler Dragon of the USA Today, thanks so much. It's been a pleasure chatting a little bit of football with you.
Of course. Thanks for having me on. Have a good day.
You as well. Tyler Dragon of the USA Today. Again, discovered him during the Olympics, covering track and field. As you guys know, I did my best to watch as much as possible, but time zones and work, it became a problem. Did watch a lot of Grand Slam track over the weekend, but that's neither here nor there. We are live at Twin Peaks in Augusta, getting you set for the Masters. Robert C. Daniel Parkway, less than 2 miles away from Augusta National. Dukes and Bell, they should be close by now. They cut it a little, you know, play it safe with time, like I did, get here super early. But they should be close, and they'll be here from 2 to 6 following me right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Abe Gordon filling in for the midday show, Andy and Randy. The fellas are going to be back next week. They're just enjoying a little bit of their spring break, no problem. They will be back with you, and they'll be back to their regular broadcast time, 11 to 2, starting on Monday. The rest of the week, I'm back in the Kia Studios with Bo Morgan. We're going to be doing it from 10 to 2 for Thursday and Friday. We'll definitely keep you up to date on the Masters then as well. My buddy Will Haskett is going to be joining us on both Thursday and Friday. Coming up later in today's show, we'll talk a little bit more Braves. Grant McCauley is going to be joining us. Also got a little bit more in-depth discussion about the Atlanta Hawks as we get into the 1 o'clock hour. But up next, it is back to the Kia Studios, Bo Johnson. And this hour of the Midday Show is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. If you're coming to Augusta, come hang out. Twin Peaks right off Robert C. Daniel Parkway in Augusta. The Midday Show rolls on in about 6 minutes on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back in the Midday Show, 92.9 The Game. Abe Gordon here filling in for Andy and Randy this week. You know, I don't think I thought through my wing conundrum entirely because I realized I didn't want to eat wings during Dukes and Bells so they can't rag on me for how I eat the wings. I obviously, they're going to get here before their show, and they're probably going to see me eat house attack 12 wings anyways. So I'll sit in a corner. I can't sit in a corner because I'll still be doing the show. That's the thing. It would be before. They may be sitting towards the bar as opposed to hanging out with me. So maybe I'll get lucky. I give enough people fuel to come at me. And not in a serious manner. I know those guys are showing some love and nothing but. But I give enough people at this station reason to mock me, to make fun of me. Randy takes every opportunity to do so. Andy maybe lets a couple things slide as opposed to. But we have fun. But, yeah, I don't know if they need to see that. So we're still working towards finding a way that I can eat my wings in peace without fear of ridicule by the show 2 to 6. Duke Sabel are coming here. And when I say here, I'm talking about Twin Peaks in Augusta, Robert C. Daniel Parkway here, just a little less than 2 miles from Augusta National, right off the highway. Pretty easy to find the Augusta Exchange Shopping Center. It's a huge, huge restaurant, by the way. For those of you who've been to Twin Peaks in Augusta, in Kennesaw, where we do a lot more of our broadcast from, it is a massive, massive building, and they are ready for all of your master's needs. The food is great, as always. The beer continues to drop, 29.2. You might get a little speck of ice in that bad boy. That's how good it'll be. But it is starting to fill up a little bit. They got plenty of room, like I said. They got the tent set up outside, too. It's going to be a nice day for a couple days here. I know there might be a sprinkle of rain, but later in the week. But the next couple of days, it should be pretty, pretty nice. Duke Sabel, like I said, are on their way. Let's head back to the Kia Studios. Bo Johnson, who we mentioned, is doing a lot of work, and among those things includes the Back Page with Bo. Back Page by Bro, brought to you by Solomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their 3 locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Solomon Brothers. Bo?
So a quick question about your wings before we get into the next item, which we may or may not be able to make fun of Abe for. But yeah, you brought this upon yourself. So did you order boneless wings or regular wings?
Well, the boneless wings are normally not keto-friendly, so I'm bone-in.
Yeah, okay.
I have to get traditional wings because those are what's keto-friendly.
If there's one thing that I must say about you, Abe Gordon, is that you should be unafraid to eat wings in front of everyone, because the only knock that anybody has on you about eating wings is that you completely devour them and leave not one piece of chicken left on the bone. That's very admirable. So have no fear about eating your wings in front of Duke Sabel, because all they're going to give you is admiration for that, I'm pretty sure.
And a couple of pot shots, but that's all right.
No, but as long as they're not boneless wings. Like, look, if they're boneless wings, take them into the bathroom or the other room, upstairs, outside, whatever you got to do, because you deserve to get made fun of for eating boneless wings. Regular wings, cleaning the bone, man? No, go ahead.
Yeah.
So we talk about a lot of stuff on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy here on Monday through Friday, including, you know, Randy wanting to fight bears, or not wanting to fight bears, but saying that he can fight off or fight a bear.
He can fight a bear. I don't know if he can fight off a bear.
I guess anybody can fight a bear.
He can start
exactly
a fight.
Right.
Yeah.
And Abe Gordon, the Olympian. Abe
Team handball?
Mixon is not shy about the fact that he believes he can be a goalie in handball, but he's already a goalie in soccer, so maybe he can. So Abe sends me a clip last night. And look, I watch a lot of LSU baseball, to where Ben McDonald is a color commentator on LSU baseball. He is also a color commentator for the Baltimore Orioles. And in the Orioles broadcast, Ben McDonald and Kevin Brown, I guess yesterday or the day before, bring up Michael Phelps and how much of a head start they would need if they were going to race Michael Phelps in a 100-meter freestyle. So first off, let's have a listen at what Ben McDonald and Kevin Brown have to say.
We'd be expected to be about 2 minutes for 100 meters freestyle in the pool, getting back to the Michael Phelps thing. So let's say we're each doing 50.
2 minutes for us to go 100 meters.
Yeah. Michael's hit in the 47-48. So let's say, because he's not going for Olympic gold, we'll give him 50 seconds.
Yeah, I think that's fair. 50-51.
Okay. We may need to give ourselves a full 50 meters.
Oh, come on.
We may need to do it.
That'd be so embarrassing.
I don't think it'd be embarrassing. He's the greatest swimmer of all time.
So that's Ben McDonald is the one saying that would be embarrassing. So he obviously thinks that he can do better than 2 minutes, and he wouldn't need as much as 50 meters if they split it apart to beat Michael Phelps. Is that kind of what you took from this, Abe?
Yeah, well, I'm trying to figure out if they're each doing 50 at a 1 minute pace. I think they can swim faster than that. If they're being forced to each swim their own 100, because they probably don't have the turn down, they're probably going to lose momentum, not gain momentum. They don't have a proper push. It might be a problem. I don't think they're far off. I was going to say, for me, because he has to go down, Phelps would have to go down and turn. If I'm just swimming 40 meters and I get a dive in from the blocks, I think if he gave me a 60-meter head start, I'm swimming 40 meters. I could beat him.
So you're swimming 40 meters in the time that it takes him to swim 100.
Yeah.
All right, see, I thought you were going to be, I thought you were going to say something like.
But I just think
like,
I don't think their distance is wrong in terms of the head start. I just think
2 minutes does seem like a very
time
long time to run or to swim 100
meters. I think their time is off.
I think I can blow
me.
2 minutes out of the water. Now, 47 seconds, what Michael Phelps swims, I'm not going anywhere near that, but I'm thinking maybe like 90 seconds or something like that. I don't know.
The world record in the 100 is 40, just under 46 and a half seconds.
And that's probably his, right?
Are you going to be a minute 10 behind that?
By saying I can do it in a minute and a half?
No, by saying you could break two.
Oh, like, yes.
A minute 10 behind the world record holder?
That's a long – a minute
that's a
10
long
is a long time also. I don't know. I'd like to tell you, if there's one thing that I know I can
do
well,
I don't think
swim.
You're that far behind. You're obviously not competitive.
I think I can beat 2 minutes.
Yeah, I do too.
But I thought you were going to – look, I thought you were going to say that you didn't need, but maybe a 20-yard or meter.
No. I think the minimum, like the bare minimum I could even – possibly consider having a shot would be a 40-meter head start. But I don't think that's enough. I think it's 50 or 60.
Maybe we need to take this to the pool. So a quick shout-out to a former Brave and World Series champions. Quick shout-out to his family anyway. Octavio Dotel, who in the Dominican Republic yesterday was in a nightclub and the building collapsed, or the roof collapsed anyway. Octavio Dotel dies on the way to the hospital. So MLB is thinking about you. They actually gave him a little shout-out during the Mets broadcast last night in a moment of silence. Abe, do you have any tattoos? I don't think you do. Do you?
I do not, no.
So I bet you don't have any tattoo regrets. I have 12 or 13 tattoos, and there's one that I would probably cover up and probably will in the future. The other ones I'm fully proud of, and you should be if you get tattoos. Don't have any regrets. So there's one tattoo that Michael Malone, recently terminated Michael Malone, wishes that he may not or may want back. He got a tattoo after winning the NBA championship a couple years ago with the Nugs, and it is a Denver Nuggets tattoo of a little, like, gold miner guy in a championship trophy on his shoulder. Of course, Michael Malone now gets fired by the Denver Nuggets for no reason, apparently. Playoffs are about to start, and they're in there. His tattoo artist does come through and say that he'll cover it up for free, though. So Michael Malone won't have to live with this for long.
I don't think so, man. Like, this is an NBA championship. It's a great memory. I understand the immediate frustration, but down the line, it just feels like that's something that you're always going to be able to hold on to. There's some salt right now in that wound.
Oh,
but
I wouldn't
get rid of it. It was still an incredible accomplishment, and probably, if we're going to be quite honest, and I don't know where Mike Malone goes from here, but probably the peak of his coaching career. As it would be many coaches, right?
From what it looks like, that's probably his only tattoo. Because all I saw was a picture of him.
And I don't think he willy nilly got it on his own. It was like a deal he made with the team, right?
Oh, it may have been, but I mean, look, if I'm winning a national championship in anything, that's definitely getting tatted on me somewhere. But it's a decent size on a shoulder, and there's no other tattoos anywhere around it. So that's probably his only one, or he only has a couple.
We talked about Michael Phelps, like. If I qualified for the Olympics in anything, I would immediately get the rings.
Just
you have to compete in the Olympics. Like, I wouldn't – if you get hurt between, like, Olympic trials and the Olympics, like, maybe not. But, like, I could be – I don't think they have this many people qualify, but I could be 718th overall in the marathon. But if I ran the course in Paris, I would get the tattoo, man, for sure.
So I don't know if you saw this in a few days ago. This actually happened over the weekend. So UFC star Henry Cejudo, is that how you pronounce
Cejudo.
This guy? Cejudo?
Cejudo, yeah.
So I don't know if NFL football players should maybe try to live next door to a UFC fighter or not, but UFC star Henry Cujito's neighbor,
Cejudo,
has a car driven into their living room. All right, now Henry witnesses this. Then the guys that are driving the car, this is actually a hit and run. They try to run on foot from the car after driving it into his neighbor's house. Here's what Henry has to say after subduing one or two of these would-be drive-through housers.
You know, I told him, hey, you guys ain't going nowhere. Wayne tried to stop him, who's the owner of this house. I was like, you guys got to, you know what I mean? You guys got to be held accountable for what just happened. And that he ends up cold-cocking my neighbor. And, you know, that's when I had to step in. And, you know, pretty much the neighbors kind of came, they all came in somewhat to kind of, you know, fight the situation. Ended up dropping them, lifting them, dropping them, stopped them around a little bit. Just pretty much controlled them with one arm, honestly. So he wasn't that tough.
So these guys drive their house into this guy's neighbor, a neighbor's house, and then try to run off. He subdues them, has to end up tackling and punching one of the guys until the cops get there. But this story does not end there. Only a couple of days after that, now this was this morning at around 4:30 a.m., Henry Cejudo's house in Arizona was burglarized with a lot of electronics and a UFC belt stolen. Now, whether or not these two incidents were connected, there is no proof of yet. It is still under investigation. But, wow. Could we have run into another crime ring here?
You don't think they were connected, right? Like, no one could be so dumb as to get your butt
You
looked.
Would not think this, but days apart. Do you think that some random guy just goes and somebody drives through his neighbor's house 3 days later, breaks into his, and steals a bunch of UFC belts? Maybe they didn't know
he was
a fighter.
All I know is if it was the same group, they did some research to make sure he wasn't there. Because Cejudo, he's got that Olympic tattoo. He's an Olympic wrestler, also was a UFC champion. What's the thought process? I've seen this guy's recent fights. He's not in his prime anymore. I can take him. Like, no, man. He could choke you out. He could break your whatever bone you want him to break, orbital bone, spiral fracture in a Kimura, like whatever you want him to do, he'll do.
It's not like it's any secret as to when these guys are home or not home. So they could easily find a place
at
a time.
Guys.
I'm thinking these guys did not know until they drove their car through their neighbor's house that this guy was a UFC fighter. Then maybe through all that rigmarole, they find this out. Now they're mad at the guy, and they want to go break. And they steal one of his belts, only one, and some electronics.
I think if they catch these guys, we have a different type of punishment from the judge. And instead of jail time, it's ring time. They have to go into the octagon one at a time with him, and Cejudo can do whatever he wants to him.
Send all four of them in there, and he will kick all their asses at the same time.
That's a little bit extreme.
Not for a trained UFC fighter. That an Olympian.
Four on one, trust me, I've watched multiple trained fighters in these weird Russian leagues where they fight like 3-on-1, 4-on-1. It doesn't always work out well for the one. That is Bo Johnson. We'll hear more from him during the AMA and takeaways as well. Coming up next hour, Grant McCauley is going to join us, but we're going to kick things off with the Atlanta Hawks. The frustrations continue after a loss in Orlando, kissed the 7th seed goodbye. Final hour of the midday show starts coming up next. We're live at Twin Peaks Augusta. The Wings are here. Let's get chowing. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.